it is already a bit marred by the fact that the opposition boycotted the vote. And that says a lot, because that's a very drastic thing to do for an opposition party to walk out. And it is a pity that the majority party, the MPLA, although they have such a large majority, that they didn't try and accommodate the concerns and the wishes of the opposition. So the start for this is not very nice.
The MPLA has hailed this as a boost to the democracy in Angola. What is your take on that?
Angola has had a difficult start. They had one election in 1992, which couldn't be completed. The required second round that would have elected a president never took place. So Eduardo dos Santos, since 92, in a way, has been a stakeholder president. And it is only last year that the first general parliamentary elections could take place. Yes, they produced an overwhelming majority for the leading MPLA party, thus expressing the deep, deep frustration of the people with the war and their desire to have peace and not to make any choices that could have renewed factionalism and possibly violent confrontations. So they simply accepted the MPLA party will rule. But at the time, in 2008, there was a firm promise that once a new parliament is constituted, once a new constitution has been passed, then the president would finally put himself stand for elections, for direct elections. And this promise has now been breached because the president in future will simply be the first name appearing on the party list. And to understand that, one must know that in Angola, we don't elect individual representatives or parliamentarians for a specific constituency, but the whole country gives one vote, each person gives one vote for a list of candidates which has been put up by the party. So the first name on the list will be the president automatically, and this, of course, will secure a further mandate for dos Santos when the next parliamentary election will take place in 2012. So that would mean that President dos Santos will continue to be president at least until 2017.
Under the previous constitution, the president and parliament were elected by two different elections. Under this, the president will be chosen as the leader of the party which wins the biggest share of the vote for parliament. What impact do you think this new constitution will have with this provision on the democracy in Angola?
Well, it wouldn't be like the only country that does it that way. Most so-called parliamentary democracies, like England, will not elect their president or prime minister directly. But in Angola, it definitely means a little bit less democracy, or let's say a little bit less direct democracy. The representation will be very indirect. You cannot elect individual members of parliament. You can only elect a list, and you cannot elect your president, but he will be the leader of that list. So this is obviously driven by the concern of the Angolans with political stability. People do not want to risk political stability under any circumstances after the decades of civil war that they've been able to end finally in 2002. Whether it is a very good idea remains to be seen. It remains to be hoped that maybe the very indirect representation at the top could be balanced by a more direct representation on municipal and maybe provincial levels if in future the country allows for more decentralization and for local and regional elections.
Previously, President Santos has said once a new constitution is passed, he will form a smaller government with fewer opportunities for graft. Do you think that now that it's been passed, he's going to keep his word?
Well, We academics, we sort of look at what has been the experience of the last couple of hundred years, and in politics one shouldn't put one's faith in a politician's word, but one should put one's faith in the checks and balances in a political system, so that there's a strong enough parliament to check on expenditure, to check on graft, to make sure that there's a competent team leading the development plans and all these things. There will be more checks and balances in the new constitution than there were in the old one. There will be a second chamber. There will be a particular strategic council that will also oversee a number of activities. There will be a reinforcement of regional and local autonomy. So these things are positive. and they are definitely a step forward.
With the opposition UNITA pulling out before the vote, do you think that was justifiable or a right move for them, especially with the overwhelming majority that MPLA enjoys in the country's parliament?
Well, UNITA has been very, very clearly in favor of direct elections of the president, and they've not changed their view on this for a long time. They always believed that, especially in the traditions in this part of the world, in Southern Africa, the people would want to identify through a direct election with their supreme leader and would want to see one chosen and strongly legitimized leader. So I think UNITA has some very credible reasons, and it's only consistent that they protested against the fact that their views were not really considered. The draft constitution was pushed through a technical committee fairly quickly over the last 3 months, and the various proposals and submissions of the opposition parties were not really seriously considered, and they weren't much debated. And then probably it came as a shock that Parliament decided not to debate the fundamentals, but to simply adopt this constitution, which was tabled only basically a few days ago.